neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Gun anashim veika ish azehu be'even overlof rapoya rape. Since when people fight and one harm the other, so he has a responsibility to take him to the doctor. Good? So now, when people hit one another, were they trying to hug one another or to fight? Usually when one hits another person, they were involved with some type of affection, kindness, or they were fighting. Which one is it?
Fighting.
Fighting? So if it's fighting, so there's no need to be mentioned that it says, V'chi yeribun anashim. You should say, ki hika ish et rehu, then he has to take care of him. You understand?
No.
You don't need to mention that people, when they're fighting and one harm the other. When people harm one another, that means they're fighting, right?
Yes.
So there's no need to say, v'chi yeribun anashim. You follow?
Follow me? No, I need your fool.
Why is mentioned when they were fighting? Why? You understand the point? No?
Why is mentioned they were fighting?
Yes. If you punch somebody, that means you were fighting, right?
Yes.
So he doesn't?
Yes.
So how come he says when they're fighting, he punched them? You don't need to know. You understand the point?
Yeah, because you could be punching even if you're not fighting.
No?
Yeah.
No, because here it says you have to heal him. So that means it was not accidental. It was not, it was intentional when you hit him,
you
so that
have to physically hit someone, you could do something that's like hitting someone.
Like, no, but here it says that he hit him.
Send him to hospital.
Right, no, but the point here is the term that it says there are findings extra, there is no need for it. Now, here, Halav Rapeninim says, I'm beautiful inside, and that is, there's two types of fight. There's a fight with your words, with the fight of mouth, you call people name. You make a remark, you put him down, you embarrass him. This type of fight, there's no cure for it. People, 50 years ago, when they were in a classroom at school, when the teacher, not Chas Shalom, purposely, and it was not a Hebrew school or a Jewish school, but when they were put down, they were embarrassed, till today, they don't forget. But if it was a physical punishment, they forgot after a month, two, three. So here, Torah Tanusha is coming and teaches us, it says, V'chi yeribun anashim. Why are you telling me when they're fighting? Because he wants to tell us, if it's a physical fight, and one hits the other one, so there's a cure for it, right? But if a type of fight that you use your word negative, you use your word to smash somebody, he never ever forgets and forgives you. There is no hospital, there is no pharmacy that can sell you a remedy, a medicine to cure it. It hurts your emotions, you never forget it. Why? Because there's no stitches for that. Especially for the children. For the children, they have to be very cautious how you direct them. And many, they feel to embarrass a child in front of the brother and sister is okay. And it's not okay. They feel, you know, you're a family. But this is the worst type of scenario that could take place. As Gemara teaches us, the whole disaster that came about in the house of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, because the brothers felt that the Yosef is more beloved than other brothers, and the whole hatred, jealousy, revenge came about because a little fine jacket that Yaakov gave to Yosef. And that's why here Zazan Shah is teaching us. Yerimon Rim. It's a great when it's physical. No, you take him, you take care of him, you know, you take him to the doctor, write the prescription, that's it. But if there is a type of rip, type of fight that is verbal, there is no medicine for it. There is no way to cure it. That's what we have to always remember, because the easiest way, they call it chick-chack way, to give discipline, get angry, throw words at him, make a remark, and that's it. Yasati yedecholah, they say. I made it happen. And this is the most disastrous way that could happen. Shortcut. Instead of sitting down, you know, see what is it to do, how can we can, you know, take care of it, I can be productive, it takes time, it takes sablanut. Who has sablanut today? Who has sablanut? Nobody has sablanut. Everybody's in rush. Microwave style.
Text message.
Exactly. And that's why the Zahun Shah is coming in there. This is such a powerful message. Be patient. Chasu Shalom. Don't use the technique. Chasu Shalom. There's no cure for it.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.